From the KPIX 5 newsroom, this is Bay Area Nightbeat on KBCW.
Now on Nightbeat, rain coming down in sheets near Sonoma tonight. The storm is no joke.
The story was the same whether you were in the North Bay or the South Bay. And heavy rain in San Jose soaking this intersection.
And treacherous whiteout conditions in the Sierra Nevada. At one point, closing down Interstate 80 in both directions. A blizzard warning in effect tonight. Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Veronica Dela Cruz. A live look right now at the Richmond-Santerfeld Bridge Toll Plaza. Right now, a couple of eastbound lanes on the lower deck are blocked because of an overturned big rig. We do have a crew on the way there. We will keep you posted on this.
And a look around the Bay Area tonight after coming down nonstop for hours. The rain is finally slowing down just a bit in some areas. Go straight to our chief meteorologist, Paul Diano, on whether the worst has passed. Paul?
North Bay, the answer is yes. The South Bay, the answer is no. The front is moving through the South Bay and the East Bay right now. Let's take a look at the radar. Still active. The farther east and south you go, the front has just cleared Walnut Creek, Lafayette, and Concord, but there is still some rain even behind the front. Also just clearing San Ramon. Look at San Jose. Getting the heaviest of the rain right now as that front works its way from west to east. Things calming down in San Mateo County, but still very active for Fremont, Milpitas, and Saratoga, and the rain continues to come down over the Santa Cruz Mountains, so we are not finished yet. Lots of snow for the Sierra, thunderstorms for the Sacramento Valley, and just an overall very active weather pattern. Urban flood advisory, translation street flooding, is likely San Francisco, Alameda County, San Mateo County until 10:45. That may be extended, and a flash flood watch in effect for the next several hours as pockets of heavy rain will continue. High wind warning for the entire Bay Area, south wind 25 to 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. As the front comes through, these winds will decrease, but we had a 98 mile per hour wind gust today in the hills above Novato. So now through midnight, the front is clearing the Bay Area. There will still be numerous overnight showers with scattered showers and downpours decreasing during the day on Thursday. That is an update on the rain right now. It's still rather active in the East Bay and South Bay as this very strong front moves through. Ken?
All right, we'll keep an eye on it. Thanks, Paul. Meanwhile, a lot of downed trees creating hazards all around the Bay Area, and we spotted them just about everywhere today. And a busy night for crews in the Santa Cruz Mountains. This large tree fell across Highway 17, blocking all the northbound lanes at Laurel Road for about 45 minutes before crews finally able to clear it away. Earlier, a mudslide shut down southbound lanes near the Glenwood Cutoff, making a mess of the evening commute.
I was just trying to follow the curve of the road, and my car had other ideas. The back of my car went this way, and I tried to correct it and ended up in the wall.
For a time, work crews were spread so thin, this tractor operator was forced to sit and wait for a dump truck to arrive before he could begin to clear debris from the roadway.
Right now, there are more than 20,000 power outages, most of them in the North Bay, nearly 7,000 in San Rafael, 5,500 in San Anselmo, and more than 3,000 in Sebastopol, Calistoga, and Larkspur. The storm is not only knocking out power, but it's flooding streets and it's stranding drivers. Just take a look here at the conditions in Shelville, Sonoma County, a little earlier tonight. KPIX 5's Jeff Vasquez is in Petaluma. He has the treacherous conditions there.
It has been a real gully washer. Part two of the 1-2 punch pounded Sonoma County this evening. The heavy rain sparked flood warnings in parts of the county. Willowbrook Creek in Penn Grove was one of several bodies of water that filled almost all the way up and seemed in danger of spilling over. Throughout Sonoma County, we found one flooded street after another. It was not safe to drive around.
We will have you covered early tomorrow morning ahead of your Thursday commute. KPIX 5 morning news will start at 4 a.m.
Sexual harassment is no joke. Both CK and Yoga Broach.
Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you!
Loud protest tonight outside a sold-out show by comedian Louis C.K. The demonstrators there are not pleased with the performer's record on sexual harassment. NightBeat's Maria Medina has the story from the San Jose Improv.
And there was a brief scuffle here tonight when witnesses say a fan hit a protester, leaving him with a bloody nose. Despite that, the show and the protests continued without any other incidents.
Louisiana has got to go. Hey, hey.
Their message, was loud and clear.
He is a sexual harasser.
The protester stood right outside the door of San Jose Improv as Louis C.K. hit the stage. The controversy surrounding the comedian began a couple years ago.
How do women still go out with guys?
At the height of the Me Too movement, when a handful of women accused him of sexual harassment, and he later apologized. Then, just last month, he mocked survivors of the Parkland mass shooting, where 17 died.
It really angers me that he thinks that San Jose is a safe place, that he can come here in our town, that we're not going to protest. No. Not in our town. It's not funny here. It's not funny anywhere.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Louis C.K.
Despite the backlash, all three of Louis C.K.'s shows in San Jose sold out. In fact, Tiff Ting was first in line tonight.
If they're good at what they do and I appreciate their art, then I'm okay with continuing to appreciate it.
I'm here to laugh. I like him as a comedian. I'm able to separate the artist from what he does in his personal life.
San Jose Improv staff did not want to go on camera, but released a statement saying in part, "We see comedy as the final frontier, and we don't censor artists. We want them to perform without scrutiny. We trust that our audiences can decide for themselves what their limits are."
That is the attitude that allowed Bill Cosby to be a predator in the comedy field for so long.
A comedian expected to perform tonight and tomorrow as well in San Jose. But not everyone is laughing.
I think that the Improv is showing real disrespect for women in the San Jose community.
And I want to mention that the protesters with Enough is Enough said the protester who was hit was not with them. Activists say they called the Improv for comment and never got a return call. On the Night Beat, I'm Marie Medina.
Turning to the stalemate on Capitol Hill, the State of the Union could be affected by the partial government shutdown. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested that President Trump postpone his scheduled address to Congress until the government has reopened or deliver it in writing. Pelosi is citing security concerns in her letter to the president, adding he's still welcome to make the address, just not on Capitol Hill.
You can make it from the Oval Office if you want. This requires hundreds of people working on the logistics and the security of it. Most of those people are either furloughed or victims of the shutdown.
A senior Department of Homeland Security official is pushing back on Pelosi's claim about security, saying it's a serious event, but, quote, one we can handle. Not presenting the State of the Union on the Senate floor means that the president won't be able to make his case for the border wall during the usually primetime live coverage address. Pelosi said that this is just a suggestion. Today is day 26 of the shutdown, and lawmakers are getting pretty frustrated. Senators now are circulating a letter on Capitol Hill calling on the president to reopen the government for 3 weeks. State of the Union address currently set for January 29th. Both chambers of Congress have to pass resolutions to actually greenlight the annual address.
Well, tonight, some Bay Area restaurants are stepping up to feed furloughed government workers. Lefty's Ballpark Baseball Buffet and Cafe is offering free all-you-can-eat meals. Also, some other local restaurants are participating. Al Pastor Poppy in San Francisco's Mission Bay offering 2 free tacos and an agua fresca. Jules Thin Crust in Oakland and Danville offering a free slice. Also, Wonderful in Millbrae offering a 50% discount.
The powerful storm has toppled several trees around San Francisco. I'm Betty Yu. We'll show you the damage coming up.
A blizzard warning in effect for the Sierra. We'll show you the treacherous driving conditions up there right now.
And why one celebrity is offering to feed the Clemson Tigers football team.